RTL Original Podcast.
Hello and welcome back to Show Tunes, your weekly deep dive into the legendary TV themes that defined entire eras of television. I'm your host, Stephen Stepslow, and today we're setting coordinates for Gallifrey. That's right, we're travelling through space, time and sound to celebrate the Doctor Who theme, a true sci-fi classic that rewrote the rules of TV music. Even if you've never watched a full episode, and let's address this fact right now, where have you been? You almost certainly do know the theme. It's eerie, it's futuristic, it's instantly recognisable, and it's been giving audiences goosebumps since 1963. One of the longest running and most influential pieces of music in television history, and it's also one of the very best. The story of this theme is almost as out there as the show itself. While it was composed by Ron Grainer, the true architect of its iconic sound was Delia Derbyshire, a pioneering woman in electronic music. Working at the BBC Radiophonic Workshop, she created the theme using oscillators, spliced tape, and no synthesizers. None. Remember, this was years before commercial synths were a thing. She manually cut and layered each sound wave, and get this, the melody was made from manipulated test tones and white noise. It was so groundbreaking that when Grainer heard her version, he asked, "Did I write this?" And Delia famously replied, "Most of it." And here's a cool trivia nugget if you like those things with your fries. Derbyshire never got an official credit on screen for decades, despite creating one of the most influential TV themes of all time. She's, as of now, finally been recognised as the electronic trailblazer she was. Doctor Who was ahead of its time musically, yes, but it was in some ways eerily prescient, a bit like a precursor to The Simpsons' glimpses of a possible future. The show itself, then, was a revelation, debuting just one day after JFK's assassination, in black and white on a tiny BBC budget. Doctor Who told audiences that big ideas like time travel, morality, survival, etc. could come from a low-budget British so-called kids' show. And it stuck. Across 60-plus years, 14-plus Doctors, dozens of sonic screwdrivers, and thousands of Daleks, Doctor Who became a global phenomenon. It became the longest-running sci-fi show in the world. It's been campy, creepy, clever, and culturally vital. From shaping early British sci-fi fandom to paving the way for shows like Torchwood, Black Mirror, and Stranger Things, Doctor Who is the blueprint. The theme itself has regenerated almost as many times as the Doctor. There's the classic 1963 original, a spooky update in the 80s, a full orchestral version for the 2005 revival, and even a pounding cinematic remix during the 11th Doctor's era. Each time it evolves, it carries the same DNA, those swirling notes, otherworldly energy, and the sound of adventure just beyond the stars. It also inspired countless artists, from Aphex Twin to Orbital. The influence of that electronic hum runs deep through music history. There's even a hidden Morse code message in one version of the theme. It spells out Doctor Who, for those of you who get a tickly feeling from that kind of stuff. When you next hear that hypnotic whoosh and those shimmering tones, be sure to acknowledge the genius of Delia Derbyshire, Ron Grainer, and the many sonic engineers who helped make a theme so good it's become legend. That's a wrap on Show Tunes for this week. If you're enjoying our trips down TV's musical memory lane, be sure to subscribe, leave us a review, and tell a fellow Whovian or theme tune nerd about us. Next week, we go from Time Lords to High School Halls with Saved by the Bell and its theme. And trust me, that brings about a whole different kind of time travel. Until then, stay weird, stay wonderful, be good and all that stuff, and stay tuned.